Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from this beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. City right now is under watch warning of a hurricane. So wherever you are, we want you to be careful, be safe, and know that God is still on your side. And we praying that you have took precautions of whatever you need for your area. And we thank God for those of you that are still able to hear us. If you're able to hear us, we thank God for you. You can give us a call if you can at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Our prayers are going out to those that are in trouble, that has floods and all kind of damages of what have you. We are praying for you. We're still praying for you. God is going to have the last say in it all anyway. And we thank God for being just who he is. And remember, he still loves you regardless of whatever. All right? God loves you, and we do too. Bless God. We're going to still pray for a few people today. Bless God. We're praying for Karen Burns. In the name of Jesus, right now, Father God, we ask you to touch Karen Burns, wherever she is at this time, Father, that she would not need an operation, Lord, that the cancer would dry up from its root right now, in Jesus' name, and not return. We thank you, Jesus. We're praying for Daniil right now, that God would touch her wherever she may be. Daniil Power, we are praying for you. We're calling your name out to God, that you will know that God is real and that you can trust him. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for it right now. Lord, we prayed for, we don't know how the court date came for Leroy III, bless God, but we were praying for him that everything came out right and he had favor. We prayed for Jemiah and Janiel. They sound like twins, I believe. We pray for these teenage girls. They need help right now. You know, the young people of today need plenty of help. You know, they want to do their own thing, go their own way, and, you know, don't want to think of nothing but the parents or anyone say. But in the name of Jesus, pray that these girls come under subjection to the parents. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, we thank God for you for touching Jemiah and Janilla, whatever. Lord, we pray for Stephen Jr., we pray for them right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to touch and deliver right now, wherever they are. Father, we pray for Troy, who had blood clots, God, and was at home in recovery, Lord. We pray for his quick recovery in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we pray for his soul to be saved this day in Jesus' name. Father, we still pray for Tootie. We don't know if she's still in the hospital or out. But Father, we pray for her right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that she will have a speedy recovery also in Jesus' name, and that her heart will be toward you today. Lord, we pray for Tasha's dad, Lord God. Also, God, that you would take full control there in his body and his spirit. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Father, we ask you to touch Lania Etienne, Lord God, who's also waiting for results from the hospital, Lord, that could have anything could be wrong, Father God. We ask you to touch right now, in Jesus' mighty name, make her every whit whole. Father, we ask you to touch Arlene, Lord, Carlene, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that needs some guidance and salvation. Lord, that they will go into the right direction, God. Take the direction that leads to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you today for it, God, for all your manifold blessings. We thank you for touching Nessie Ritter there in St. Thomas, Father. We thank you for touching her, keeping her and her family safe, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. All those on the Caribbean islands, Father God, Bahamas, Jamaica, and what have you, where the storm is raging into those parts, in Haiti and all over there. Father God, in Jesus' name, we send forth the word to them, God. Lord, touch somebody's heart, God. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, rescue the perishing, God. Lord, they are without homes, God, knee deep in mud and water. Father, they need your help at this hour, Father God. Oh, Lord God, have mercy on them right now, Holy Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise. Father, South Carolina, Georgia, even Florida, parts of Florida, all around, Father God, we ask you to touch these people right now. Touch those, Lord, that are subject to this weather. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, encourage them, Lord God. Oh, God, let their faith arise, Father God. Let them escape the catastrophes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you for blessing your people. We thank you for blessing all the pastors that are going through it this hour, regardless of where they are, whether they're in a storm or not, Father God. We ask you that you touch them right now, Holy Father, in Jesus' name. Lord God, remember your people all over, God. Those that standing in the gap, God. Those that are praying for others, God. Oh, Father God, on the wall, Lord, that will not come down. Father, we ask you to continue, Lord God, to take them through, God, through their own trials, personal trials and tribulation. Father, in the name of Jesus, and we give you all the praise, honor, and glory that's due your name today, Father. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for touching the sick and suffering, all those that got cancer, God, diabetes, Father God. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, let your healing virtue flow through them, to them, God, in Jesus' name today, God. Lord, they need you at this hour, God, if suffering and in pain, in agony, Father God, don't know which way to go, God. Let them turn to you now. After they've tried everything, let them try you, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is so good to us, isn't he? Now let me give you a little word of encouragement today. When legions of laymen lift our load, the burdens of pastors will be more bearable. When legions of laymen lift our load, the burdens of pastors will be more bearable. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you ready to help lift the load? Oh, God, we thank God for, guess who's with us today, people, people, people. Oh, we have Bishop. We have Bishop Porter with us today. Where you going? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for Bishop Porter being here today. Praise God. It's never a dull moment around here. All I can tell you, never a dull moment. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is good to us still. Amen. Praise God. And those of you that are home and, you know, there's no school today. I know you're happy about no school. You're just not happy about that impending storm, are you? My God. Well, listen, pray for protection. Pray for your home. Pray for your neighborhood also. All right. Don't be selfish now. Pray for others also, okay? We praying for you here, too, that God will protect you. Keep you from the storm. You know, you done sang stormy songs so much. You know, glory to God. Now it's time to trust it, right? Trust what you say. My God. Yeah, God keep me in the midst of a storm, you know. Hallelujah. Now it's time to believe that, that song, what you've been singing. Now, we thank God for being with you today, you, you, and you. We appreciate you. You can give us a call, 347-857-3925, and just tell us something good today. You know, I know you got a gloomy time, gloomy day, and you're feeling a little fearful. So don't be fearful, because God got you covered, okay? Don't get fearful, you know. I'm telling you. Now, you're on this line today. Talk to us today. We'll encourage you to continue on and stand still and see the salvation of God and all the good things. We will tell you how to make it today, okay? But meanwhile, you know, we had a glorious time upon the last broadcast. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're going to have a good time today, too, because we do have the bishop with us, so we have a good time today, too. We trust he's going to have something to say here right now. All right. Praise God. We're going to continue talking about, you know, the war you in. Now, I hate to put this in this perspective at this hour. You're in a war right now, and it's a war of fear. Fear. Fear that something is about to happen, that the roof going to come off your house or somewhere, something's going to go wrong with this storm. Well, now, listen, you don't have to be afraid, because even in this, in all of this, God is still on your side. You get the picture here. Come on now, listen now, listen, 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 listen. You only fear but fear itself. This is the time to exercise your faith. All right? Not allowing fear to take over, because, you know, when you look at the news ain't going to never give you no good report, no matter if storm coming or not. If a storm ain't coming, they'll make up one. You see what I'm saying? Just to keep you in a state of fear, and do something silly, crazy, dumb, you know, like that. This is what the devil do. This, didn't we come to that conclusion on the former broadcast, how he always sucker punch you. You see what I'm saying? He give you a Mickey, stick something to you that you don't need, you're not aware of, you're not even thinking about, you know, and he'll come up with something, and the thing is, you do it. You see what I'm saying? You go do what he tells you to do. And now, remember we talked about your thoughts yesterday. We thought about those things, your emotions, and all these things come into play. When there's a war going on, your emotions come up more than ever before. Yes, yes, yes. You get very emotional. This is what starts this emotional train to rolling is what? Sometimes they call what's going on in your head, what you thinking about. Then again, it may come forth from your tongue. After you finish thinking it, you bring it forth in your tongue, and you have no control. We talked about self-control. You have no control over your tongue, so therefore you allow your tongue to start a war. Yes, yes, yes. Don't you think about it now? Yeah. You wanted to know how that war began. Now, remember now, you have a mind, right? Brain, mind, ups. You got some ball up there in your head. Something going on. Always going on. You know, even when you sleep, it's going on. All right? So what are we talking about today is it's always a war going on between good and evil. All right, you have this war continually going on, and you do what? You get right into it. You know, you go right along with it, and what do you want to do when you go into it? Do something. You want to fight. You get emotional, so you want to fight. So then what you do? You make a decision. Now, this is your choice. You made the decision to fight in that war. Now, you don't know how to have some control over the war, So you do what? You make some bad mistakes when you get into that wall every time. Something was said that should not have been said. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you hear me now? Mm-hmm. Now, today we're still talking about the same wall, talking about the personal walls that we encounter on a daily basis, too. Have you ever thought it's on a daily basis? How do you allow the devil to trick you every time? Think about it. Have you ever thought about it? Now, if he is doing the winning, something is wrong here, okay? Now, if the devil doing the winning, now, I'm telling you, you got the devil doing the winning, all right? This is what you do. Now, you don't have no self-control, right? And Satan has always got some kind of strategy, don't he? He's always working, huh? And when he's working to bring you down. And he want to bring you down to his level. We established that, didn't we? But let me tell you, when you see this, you're alert. Get alert now. Come on, be alert. You alert. Now you got to figure out what's your next step. Huh? What's the next step? I don't know what your next step, but I can tell you one thing. When you get into the art of war, it follows the set rules of engagement. There's things that automatically come. So you got to start thinking. Now, you're doing more losing than winning. Think about it. Just I want you to think about it. Now, then you got to have, admitted some rule. One of them rules you haven't followed. Do you get it? In the rule of, in the art of war, you have not followed the rules of engagement. So therefore, you got to find out which rule you didn't follow. Come on, think about it, huh? Now here we are in the fourth chapter of St. James, and the seventh verse says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now, ask yourself, why am I losing so many of these walls? Well, first long so, he says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Have you submitted to God? Rule number one. Have you submitted to God? Have you? Think about it now. God told you to do this, told you to do that. God told you, I told you about all that respect of person and all that teaching your children how to be disrespectful. What they see you do, they going to do anyway. You see, because that's my mama, that's my daddy. So they want to follow suit. So then find out for yourself, what are you doing? Don't start blaming the church. You're blaming the church for it. Well, the church ain't right. No, no, no. The church doing what it's supposed to do, but are you doing what you're supposed to do? Think about that. See, so therefore, in this wall, in your wall book that you got, it's all right to do what I want to do when I want to do it, not follow instructions. Not to obey God's rule and submit myself unto him. See, you have made in yourself, because you're in the millennial age now, you don't want to do nothing God say and God's man or woman say either. You got your own set of rules that you follow, so therefore you have to pay a penalty. You lose walls. Well, I ain't losing no wall. I'm doing okay. Are you really doing okay? Look at yourself. Look at your household. Look at the people in your household. Look at the people in your neighborhood. Are you winning the wall? Have you called someone to come in to the walk, in a walk with God? Have you caused them to do that? Have you told them about the Lord? You can't tell people about the Lord because you're so busy doing damage yourself. You're so busy not following, and they see you not following it. I ain't going either. If you ain't going to go to church, I ain't going either, because they don't know what they doing. I got more word than they got. You ain't got nothing. The devil just did what? Pull you out of focus. And he just won another round. You get it? Okay? Now, I know you don't like that, but that's all right. Truth is right anyhow by itself. You understand what I'm saying? He said, submit yourself, therefore, to God. When you do that, let me tell you, you have the power to resist the devil. That's how you win the war, is when you come into that point where you now can resist the devil. Do you hear me? Now, if you don't resist the devil and you just give in to him, he ain't going to flee. He ain't going nowhere. Did you hear me today? He is not going anywhere. He is going to accomplish all that he was made to accomplish. That is to kill, steal, and to destroy. Everything you got, he's going to destroy, and he's going to steal the rest of it.
Come on.
If he can't get you one way, he'll get you another. He gets you through your children. He gets you through your church. He gets you through your job. He gets you through your children. He gets you through your husband, your wife, aunt, uncle, grandmama, and who anybody else in your family or out of your family. The next door neighbor, you go to the store and you mad with the cashier, and all that cashier doing is checking you out. You see, so you're going to fuss with them also. See, so there's a war constantly going on, keeping you in that position of anger, and you're always at odds with everybody you meet. Come on now. It don't matter. They could be the best friend in the world to you. You at odds with them. You're going to find something wrong and always arguing about something. Now, that war is going on. You see what I'm saying? So you are constantly battling. I'm going to tell you what it is. What the bottom line is, you're battling yourself. You hear what I'm saying? You're battling yourself because you can have self-control. When God said, he told you, he said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. So you have power over yourself. Do you get what I'm saying? You have power to control that emotion that you know gets out of place every time somebody don't do what you want them to do.
Ooh, come on now.
See? Now, let me tell you, everybody's not right and everybody ain't wrong. But we can agree to disagree, can we not? We can do that, can we not? Okay, now, if I'm not going to, everything I hear, I'm not going to agree with, but I don't have to get mad with them, cuss them out, call them names, and you know, hate them, and all this stuff just because it didn't go my way. Because half of the things in the world not going to go your way. You're not going to like those political people that's out there now. You don't like them, but you ain't going to kill yourself just because you don't like them. You see what I'm saying? That's dumb. Real dumb. Okay? See, so there's a war going on constantly in you to destroy you. The enemy is there to destroy you, everything that you hold dear. And if you give him an inch, he going to take a mile. Now, you ought to know that by now. You know that. Every time you give up, I ain't going to church no more. I ain't studying them people. They ain't right. Well, you must not be right. How you know they ain't right? That's all. I'm just trying to get you to think today, focus, and be alert. Have self-control and stop giving away to the devil. The devil that's in you. You say, ain't no devil in me. But let me tell you, if you're on a war path of good and evil, there's a devil somewhere lurking around. You have given him access to you, to your thoughts, your emotions. You can't control yourself. So you have given him what? All your power. Because God gave you power over all the power of the enemy, all the power that the devil got. He's given you power over that. But yet you can't exercise it because you live in the moment of your emotions. Did you hear that? Hello? Now, it's time for you to submit yourself to God. Tell yourself right now, self, you're going to submit to God. And from this day forth, I am going to be in self-control. I'm going to be alert of anything that the devil come up with. Talk to yourself now. Come on. Tell yourself, I'm through with you taking advantage of me. You see what I'm saying? We always, see, your problem is so many times you look at the church today, we think it's a religious club. Just a religious club. And you think you're the elite of that club. You're the bomb, so to speak. That's what you say. But let me tell you, God ain't made no religious club. He enlisted you in his army. You see? And in the army, you got to fight for your right. Now, fighting now is you're going to have to pull off the garments that you've been wearing that's not bulletproof, let's say to speak like they say. It's not bulletproof because when you got bulletproof garments on, that means you got on the whole armor of God. And when you got on the whole armor of God, the bullets can't penetrate it. You see? Now, don't go out there trying to stand in the way for somebody to shoot you with one of them magnums, 44 now. We talking about spiritual bullets, all right? We better be plain in case
now. Somebody
take it the wrong way.
Amen.
Okay?
Come on,
start to go. Well, she told me that God got a bulletproof vest on me. Yes, he do. Spiritually, there is a bullet. And even that, sometimes God can protect you from that. See, but you've got to do what have been submitted unto God in his ways, in his works, in his word. Do you get it? Oh, you get it after a while. If you don't, you know, try it here. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Now, that's how you get rid of that booger bear. You have to submit yourselves unto God. That's what you got to do. Now, you want to win this war, don't you? Now, let me tell you. Who's the king? He's the king. Lord of Lords and King of Kings, right? Now, if he's the king, his rulership is what? Authority, isn't it? He rules all. He is the authority in all. Now, who acknowledged the kingdom? And the power? He got it. And he give it. Who he give it to? He give it to you and I. Because we his subjects, right? So to win this battle, you got to recognize your king and submit to him and whoever he put in command, in authority. You're supposed to recognize. Now, if you don't recognize him, the one he put in the driver's seat there, in authority, then you ain't going to recognize the king either. Hello, somebody. Did you get the picture? Hello? Come on, help me out here, somebody. All right. Because when you under subjection to him, you got to do what? Follow what he said. Just as your leader follow what the king said, Jesus Christ, God Almighty. Did you get that? Oh, you got it. Now, think about that Roman centurion Christ met there. And what did he say to Jesus? He said, I'm a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell one to go and another one to come. And he do it. See? He was recognizing who he was talking to. He was saying that I'm like you are, you know, I got power, I have the power, and I usurp my authority. So therefore I know you got power. So what is he doing? I'm submitting to your authority. So he was submitting himself to Jesus and letting Jesus know he understand about his power and his authority. So he has to do that in order to battle Satan successfully, to get the job done. Did you hear what I'm saying? To get the answer for what he needed to be done. See, this is the way you miss it, You want to go over the boss and the boss's boss. You see what I'm saying? This is what you want to do. I found people today all over the land, every church, our church included, they want to go over. over the boss and go to the other boss and don't want to do what they say, want to find their own self to be the boss. Want to be as God. Want to be in control. Of something that God didn't give you to be in control of. That's our big point. Submitting to God, you being under his control, or whoever he designated, the delegated authority. This is what it's about. Did you hear me? So you can't win your war because you haven't come through the process. Okay? You ain't won nothing because you can't come through the process. That's all it is. You ain't come through the process. You got to submit your life to God. And when you do that, you become an overcomer. You overcome anything the devil put out there. I don't care how he put it out there, where he put it at. You become an overcomer of it. I don't care how the devil say it, how he set it up. He is not having the victory. You have the victory because of the power of God operating in your life, and you go through the process. The order of God is in your life, and you follow orders, the instructions you follow. You follow his command. You follow what he tells you to do. And when you are in complete obedience to the word of the living God, favor is yours. Therefore, you are victorious continuously. You have power over the enemy. Did you see that? See? Now, seize the moment now. Seize the moment. You might be in temptation right now, but this is the time for you right now to seize the moment. Surrender yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, he's going to bring you through it because you have submitted your ways to him, to hear him, follow his instruction. Because what did Jesus tell you? He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. It's all the power is given unto him. So therefore, he did what? He gave you power. He said, behold, I give unto you power too. So I got power, so I'm going to give you power to do the work for me, because I got to go here now. See? I got to go back and sit down on the right hand of the Father. Therefore, I'm still listening to you. I'm still going to be there to answer what you need. I'm still healing. I'm still delivering. I'm still setting free. I'm still making your economic condition better. He's still doing all that. But you've got to be submitted to him and listen to him. You got to surrender yourself completely to Jesus. Stop all this half-baked stuff. You don't want no half-baked cake, do you? Jesus don't want no half-baked Christian. He wants you fully done, because he fully authorized you to have his power operating in your life, getting the job done. Victory is already yours. It's been won over Satan. You have the victory. It's all yours. See? Because he told you in Zechariah the 4th chapter, he said, not by might, not by power, nor by my spirit, said the Lord. Listen here. He going to do what he going to do. You want to look at it, your way of doing it. You can't do nothing anyway, can you? Can you do anything? No, you can't. Now it's time to resist the devil, because he's going to flee from you. Did you hear what I'm saying? We represent God. That's what you forgot. You're so busy trying to be you. You're so busy trying to want people to love you. And want people to say good things about you. Ain't nobody going to say good things about you. Let me tell you all the time. Once in a while, somebody going to say something good about you. But you want people to always give you these, you're so this and you're so that. You ain't nothing, because you want them to do that. That's they doing it and it ain't real. because you pump them to do it and you try to perform for them to do these things. See, you're warring constantly with yourself. Do you get the picture? Because you're trying to make people love you. So that's still a war going on. And then why would you want a fake one anyway? You don't want no fake love, do you, substitute? You want the real thing, don't you? I know I do. I don't want no fake nothing. All right? So I'm going to represent Jesus in everything that he has. Think about it. I'm going to give you this thought, and then I'm finna give it over to the bishop. Praise God. Hallelujah. Think about that police officer when that police officer stop you. Think about it now. When he stop you, say you're driving too fast. We just use that. Now, when he do that, the entire force of the law comes into operation. You say, how come? Now, if you refuse to stop, you taking on the local precinct, the chief of police, the mayor, all these people, you bringing down the full weight of their command authority on your head. All of them got something to do with that. See what I'm saying? You thought it was just that police officer, didn't you? You see what I'm talking about? Now, as long as that policeman is lined with and submitted to those who are over him, he speaks and acts as what? They are all there with him. They are his authority. Hey, delegated authority. That's who they are. Now, he at the moment is yours. Okay? And that's the way it is in Christ. Your leaders, Then there's the king himself. Everybody ahead of him, you are doing what? Going against. You got all of that weight on you. You got all of that you got to deal with. Do you get it today? You got all that to deal with. And he done give you power over all the power of the enemy, but unfortunately, you don't see that, so therefore you bring all that weight upon you. You bring all this other stuff on you because you just allow. I like to use that word. You allow it to. You have a choice not to allow it. Do you get what I'm saying? You have a choice not to war all the time. You see what I'm saying? This type of war. Why you want to war with the devil all the time? Why you want to fight with him all the time? You want to fight with him every day, every night. Even when you go to sleep, you fight. My God, you ought to be tired of fighting. I know I am. You know what? I said, get out of my sleep. Don't come up here messing with me. I'm trying to get me a night rest. You see, and he's going to start coming in there after you. Why? Because all day he's been in your mind thinking, some kind of devilment. Always devilment is there. And you allow it to do what? Take control over you. So when it takes control over you, what can you? You can't do nothing but allow your emotions to take over. That's what I'm saying. Sometime we were reading one day and we ran across a scripture. I can't think of the life of me where that scripture was. And the scripture said that God asked somebody, say, who told you to think? I fell out laughing. I think that was a different Bible, interpretation of a Bible. You know, they have so many Bibles running right there. And one, I was reading through it one day, and it said, who told you to think? And I thought about it. I said, a lot of times you think stuff that God ain't put there. And then you act upon it. See, your actions prove that you ain't thinking about what God talking about. You want to do what you want to do because you want to do it, and you have that choice. He gives you a choice. You can make a choice, good or evil, which way you want to go. Everything is your choice. You say, but I want God, God gave you a choice. You picked that man out you married. Now you want to give him back. Or that woman. You picked him out, didn't you? You ain't asked God. See, that's the first thing I asked. Did you ask God about this here? Huh? Now, I can tell you the downfall you're going to have if you don't let God pick it. I can tell you the downfall. Now, we ain't going through that either because that's a long story I can tell you about. When you just picking out something because your emotion says, oh, I just love the way they look. Oh, I love the way they car. I love what they say. You know, we got all kind of things in our emotions that we want. Okay? Let's get rid of that. You know, can we get rid of them kind of emotions in the first place? Huh? Let's get them under the repentance button, under the blood right now, in the name of Jesus. You can talk to yourself and say, get out of here right now, devil, with your foolishness. I want to hear no more. I am not going to make the same mistake I've been making. Come on, talk to him. I'm going to love everybody. Can you do that today? Can you do that today? Because you're constantly in a war. It's your own personal war you're constantly in. It ain't so much about fighting with other people. When you try to fight with other people all the time, that means the war is going on inside of you. And we need to do a clean house. Huh? Get rid of all of that, those weapons of destruction. See, the devil keeps you with a lot of destructive weapons. And we don't want no destructive, we don't want no atomic bombs going off through it. Well, now you may go off any minute, huh, with your thinking. You may go off any minute, okay? Because you won't follow the rules of the engagement, the rules that God has given you to follow. So you have created these destructive forces in your life, and they'll go off any moment. Anytime they may go off. Yes, yes, yes. But we're going to stop here and let our bishop have something to say because you know when I get rung up, I be gone. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we ain't heard from him in a while, so we're going to let Bishop Porter
Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for Apostle, amen. Amen, as she was ministering, amen, I was just having a good time, amen, here, enjoying the word just like you, amen, because the word is good all by itself, amen. And I just thank God she could have just kept keeping on, amen. I just thank God I enjoy, amen, and somewhat inspiring, amen, on the word of God. Praise God. As she was talking about, amen, the battle, amen, we are all in, amen, in spiritual warfare. Praise God. When you have set Christ as your Lord and Savior, praise the Lord. And I'm reminded, praise God, of Jehoshaphat, amen, when he was hemmed in by the Amorites. Oh, praise God, in the Moabites. Praise God, and they had him surrounded. And when the enemy think he got you by the throat, amen, how many know, amen, out there that God always have a way out? Praise God, he always have a way out for you, you and you, and for me. And I thank God that we could look to the hills from whence coming our help, and all our help come from the Lord. Praise God, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3, as they had him, Jehoshaphat hemmed in, praise God, in verse 3, this is what he did. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah. And they came to seek the Lord, praise God. The first thing that he did, praise God, he seek God help. What about you today? Are you trying to fight it yourself? Amen. And if you try to do it yourself when the enemy come out against you, you are no match for something that have already been to heaven, got kicked out, amen, and brought a third of the angels with him, amen. And this is what we are, amen, fighting with, amen, even up to the day. We're talking about a spiritual battle against, amen, the enemy, amen. And the only way that you can withstand him, you have to be filled with God's Spirit from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, praise God. And Jehoshaphat began to seek God's face, and he got a hearing. And Jehoshaphat, amen, he seeked the Lord, and he had gathered together all the city, praise God, and they began to fast and cry out to God, amen. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judea and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the court, and he began to pray. How many know that prayer will change things? Prayer will change condition. Amen. Prayer, amen, will move God. He is a praying God. Isaiah 54, praise God, and 24, declare, amen, while you're yet calling, he said he will answer. He said, while you're yet speaking, he said he will hear. Amen. He is very swift in answering prayer. Praise God. Amen. And as he was, amen, praying, how many know, amen, that he got a hearing? Praise God. And verse, praise God, 15, amen, something happened. Praise God. He said, and he got a hearing from, amen, through a prophet. And he said, hearken ye all of Judah, and ye inhabitation of Jerusalem, and thy king of Jehoshaphat. Thus said the Lord unto you. I don't know who I'm talking to out there, amen, but the Lord is speaking to you. Praise the Lord. Be not afraid, not dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. I don't know what you're going through or what you're battling or going against. It may be your finance, praise God. It may be your marriage. It may be your family, praise God, whatever. It may be in the church or out of the church. It may be on your job. Oh, but the Lord told me to tell you that the battle is not yours, but the battle is his. Praise God. He will fight your battle. Praise God. He is the same God back then. He's the same God now. He's God, and he changed not. Ain't you glad about it that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore? He's God, and he changed not. Oh, I'm glad about it today that he will fight your battle. Verse 17 said, you shall not need to fight in this battle. So all you got to do is set yourself. Stand ye still. Amen. I talked about that on Sunday. Amen. Keep on standing, whatever you're going through. You know, we right now have got a warning that it's a storm out on the ocean, and it's heading this way. Now, we already got the warning. Praise God, the weatherman done warned us. Am I right? So now it's your own fault. If you ain't got your water and got your food and got prepared, amen, and got batteries or whatever, if you hadn't got yourself prepared for the storm, it's your own fault. You can't say that you're not warned. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Praise God. Hey, he said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Praise God. So the warning, amen, is to let you know that the battle is not yours, but it is God. Praise God. He don't have to stop nothing that you are going through. He can give you the strength to go right through it. Amen. Right the midst of the storm. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it today? Amen. All you got to do is stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not. Amen. That's what you got to do. This is what Apostle is trying to get us to understand here today. You got to get rid of your fear. Praise God. Oh, he ain't say not, it's not going to come upon you. Praise God. But how you handle it? Come on now. Oh, praise. Now, you either full of fear or you full of faith. Now, which one are you? Praise God. You can't be have both of them. Amen. If fear there, amen, that faith, amen, is not. But, oh, when you are full of faith, praise God, fear and faith cannot stay in the same house. Oh, help me, somebody. Not be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Amen. The Lord don't mind us running, but he wants us to run in the right direction. He wants us to stand face to face, eyeball to eyeball. Amen. If you got something to say, come and say it. Come on, somebody. Oh, God wants us to stand today, praise God, and look that devil eyeball to eyeball, face to face, praise God, and tell it just like it is, amen, that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. He is a right now God. Praise God. And I thank God, amen. Oh, when you are in Christ Jesus, you have nothing to be fearful about. Come on, somebody. Oh, thank God, amen, for the Holy Ghost. He is, amen, our everlasting Father. He will fight your battle, amen. I thank God, amen, that he's fighting somebody's battle right now. He'll turn that midnight into day. Ain't you glad about it today, amen, that you got a God, amen, and the more they put their mouth on you, praise God. God, he exalts you more. Praise God. That's what he do for you. Praise God. He said, who's in his hand? No one can pluck him out. And I'm glad about it today. Oh, he said he have this whole world in the hollow of his hand. And I thank God, praise God, that we serve a risen Savior. He's alive today, and he's alive in me. What about you? And Jehoshaphat bowed his head, verse 18, with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitation of Jerusalem, they fell before the Lord and began to worship. Oh, praise God. Oh, I double dare you to start worshiping the Lord. I double dare you to start giving him some praise. I double dare you to open up your mouth and glorify his holy name. Amen. What you ashamed about? Oh, you'll be ashamed of him. He said he'll be ashamed of you. Praise God. Oh, praise God, and I thank God, amen. I'm glad to own him today because I know what he have done for me. He have brought me from a mighty, mighty long way, and his grace and his mercy is able to carry me on. Praise God. And he said, what I do for one, I'll do for all. He have no respect of person. Ain't no big eyes or no little use in God, and I'm glad about it today. Oh, but you got to get rid of your fear today, praise God, and stand fast in the liberty whereabout he have set you free. And after you have done all the stand some more. Oh, everything going to be all right. It going to be all right on that job. It going to be all right in that relationship. It going to be all right. Praise God. Whatever you're going through, amen, he'll say he'll be whatever you want him to be. Praise God. And I'm glad about it today that God is, amen, our all in all. Amen. He is a heavy load sheriff. He is a burden bearer. Ain't you glad about it today? Praise God. That he's right there. Never, amen, to leave us, not forsake us. Praise God. David, praise God, when he went against Goliath. Oh, praise God. Do y'all mind if I preach a little bit? Praise God. And all, even when the children of Israel, the whole army of Israel, was backing up and was afraid and fearful of a 9-foot giant. Oh, he came down day and night calling them out. Praise God. Is the devil calling you out today? Say, come out. Praise God, you chicken. Praise God, you fellas and all. Praise God, somebody is fearful today. But oh, you got to get rid of your fear. Praise God. And forget about the size of the giant. Amen. And see the Lord. Amen is on your side. And David said this in the 23rd Psalm. You got to make this thing personal. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Or in other words, we shall not lack for no good things. Praise God. Whatever you need, oh, he said, I will supply it. Praise God. Amen. He'll give you that courage. He'll give you that strength that you need when it look impossible, because he is an impossible God. All the things that look impossible to man is possible with God. Oh, this is why David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Notice he didn't say Israel. Notice he didn't say my daddy, my mama. Notice he didn't say my sister, my brother. He said my. My is personal. Me, myself, and my. Oh, he made it personal in this 23rd Psalm. He said, verse 2, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. Come on, help me, somebody. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, watch this, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise God. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil. My cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Oh, praise God. Oh, we got a good shepherd. We got a high shepherd. Oh, we got a God. Oh, that we can glorify. Why? Because he will fight our battle. Oh, we can trust him today. He will make a way. He will open doors that is closing your face. Praise God. God is our all in all. Oh, praise God. I'm glad about it today. Amen. That he will fight your battle. Praise God. Oh, he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Praise God. Now, who is his anointed? So quit pointing fingers, because every time you point fingers, you got one coming back towards you. But I'm glad about it today. Oh, the Bible say, oh, this thing is sure. Nevertheless, God knows this. He knows them that are his. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Oh, that he searches the heart, knows what's in the minds of our spirits. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it today that he made us and he know all about you? And I want to say that he will fight your battle. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, I know you all was blessed with that word from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter. See what I'm talking about? So come on over to the City of Victory. You want to see them and hear them in person, get that word in person, come on over to the City of Victory. Every Sunday at 1 p.m. and every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for Bible Talk. And that address is 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. And that is right across from the Sorrento Library. So come on out and come and enjoy service with us. I tell you, it's awesome. It is awesome. I'm just so glad for the word. And you know what? Do this. When you repent before God, just like Apostle was talking about, the armor. Just go straight to Ephesians 6, starting from verse 10 to 17, and put on the whole armor of God. I tell you, because you know what? The war is not a natural, it's strictly spiritual. So just know that you serve an awesome God today, and know that nothing is too hard for him. The war in your mind, in your body, healing, it is not too hard for him if you can only trust and believe in him. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. And she has put out a lot of segments out there from since 2009. I tell you, it is a blessing. It is a blessing. It is a blessing. Every Friday night, that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is
218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. We also are asking for donations for Thanksgiving. You can even start early with the Christmas. We tend to help family in need and are less fortunate than us during that time. Again, you can send your donations to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, you be blessed.
God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.